Greetings in Jesus' name. What's that mean? It's what you're supposed to say, right? Well, I think if our master was here, he would say, welcome. I'm glad you came today. I'm glad you're here. And so, in his stead, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. I told Jerry I didn't want to come to preach. I wanted to come hear him preach. I haven't heard him preach for a long time. Appreciate that little devotional there on the memory verse. Amen. So, what do you share with the congregation when, how many of you do I know? It's been a long time. Know Caleb, his family a little bit, Jerry and Eva, their family. Thomas, I forgot Thomas was even here. He's only an hour from me down there. And so I thought I would just ask you, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing? Have you ever had anybody ask you that? How you doing? You know, it's kind of like hello, good morning. You know, it depends a little bit on who's asking, right? You know, somebody you don't know very well, you just kind of come up with a stock answer, right? Oh, fine, doing good, blessed, whatever. Well, as Jerry mentioned, I lost my wife about 6 months ago, and those that know me a little better look me in the eye and say, how are you doing? And that can be true in other areas, not just my circumstance, but do you have brothers, do you have sisters that can look you in the eye and say, how are you doing? And it's more than good morning. It's more than hello. They actually want to know. And so, how do you respond? So, Brother Thomas has been through my path, and so he asked, how are you doing? I said, I don't know. I've never been here before. And in fact, I've never watched anyone, I've never known anyone closely who has been through this. So I've never been able to observe and understand, how do you do this? What, these things that are going through my mind and complete disruption of life. How do you navigate that? And so when someone asks, how are you doing? Well, what measurement do you use in order to respond other than fine, doing good, oh, everything's great, right? What measurement do you use? Now, the textbook answer would be to compare ourselves to who? Christ. But think about that a minute. How many think that before you die, you will be entirely like Christ? Right? Jerry, have you arrived yet?
When I see him, I should be like him.
Amen. Hallelujah for that. Now, we're to press on, but that's not really a practical measurement if someone wants to know how you are doing today, right? So, how about comparing it to my past life? No, I'm doing better than I ever have, or I'm about 90%, 95%. Well, my past life, is that really a great thing to be a yardstick for where I'm at? How about others? Maybe I should compare myself with others. Or can you think of a Bible verse that says, that's not wise? Right? So you've probably heard this little quip about marriage. There are six people that come to a marriage. There's the bride that she thinks she is. There's the bride that he thinks she is. And then there's the real bride. And then there's the groom that he thinks he is. And the groom that she thinks he is. And then there's the real groom. And the next few months, we'll get that down to two people, right? Whose viewpoint are we looking at when it comes to how you do it? Whose viewpoint is valuable? And what does the Bible say about our ability to self-assess? Matthew 7, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, we did this, we did that, all these great things. That evidently the Lord blessed it because his name was being used, but as far as them, I never knew. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Antinomia, against the law, against the idea of someone having claims on your life and the right to give direction and have an expectation of right response. Depart from me. They didn't do real well. How about Matthew 25? Come, ye blessed of my Father. For you did this, and you did that, and this, and that. And when did we do those things? Now, this is the good side of the coin. They were doing them without attaching special attention to them. They were just doing them out of their heart. But then there was the others. Caleb's going to hook me up. My voice goes up and down. And they were upset. Like, when didn't we do all these things that you're expecting of us? So whether it's assessing on the positive, they didn't do real well with that. Sometimes we're too hard on each other, too hard on ourselves. And in the group that thought way more highly than they should have about themselves. We don't do a very good job examining ourselves. I don't see the log in my eye, but amazingly enough, I can see past that log enough to see the speck that's in yours. Right? So this whole idea of self-assessing hasn't gone well. We need others. We need brothers and sisters who can speak in love to us. How you doing? Well, thank you for your response. Can I share something with you? Maybe it's something good. You know, really appreciate this, really appreciate that, and we need to do more of that. I'm weak at that. Sister-in-law is a teacher. Saw on her refrigerator one time, for every negative correction you make, there should be 99 positive encouragements. And then the negative will have a good effect because they know that you're for them. So how are you doing? So let's look at this. I have 3 points. Jerry told me I can go 2 hours. He has a memory of what I used to do. But I don't get to do that anymore. So hopefully I won't be 2 hours. 3 points. What are you learning? What are you doing? And how are you feeling? 3 parts of how you doing. So, you know, what are you learning? Matthew 18:3. Jesus said, unless ye be converted and become as little children, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. So what aspects of little children is he referring to? And this little children means like from 0 to 6, roughly. Still with mama. Toddling. I have 17 grandchildren, a couple of them pretty small right now. And it is amazing how quickly they learn and what they learn without formal instruction. And why do they learn? Because they're curious. They're engaged. They're present, right there. This is old. This will date me. Comic strip. family circus. Mama sends the boy to go get something on the other side of the house. And then the comic strip is all the places that he went to before he got there. And then he comes back and says, "What took you so long?" "I don't know. I just went and got it and came back." Children, wherever they're at, whatever is present, they're curious. They learn. They take in. Good or bad, hopefully good for our children. But what are you curious about? Kind of follows on the heels of our thoughts. And why are we curious about things? It's kind of human nature that we want to attain those things that we think are good for us, and we want to avoid those things that we think will do us harm. And so my curiosity probably is going in those two directions. Talked about fear. I want to avoid these things. I'm afraid of them. But we also talked about the things that are lovely and good. So what are you curious about? What do you think about? What do you want to learn about? You know, as adults, we call it research, right? Due diligence. What do you enjoy investigating? Reading about, learning about, studying about. It'll have an awful lot to do with how you're doing. What informs your decisions? We decide things every day. Big things, little things. What informs your decisions? Go with me to Psalm 1. Very familiar to you. Going to look at some things that should not inform your decisions, or maybe inform them in a go the other way kind of thought. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't take people's advice when God is not central in their lives. Make sense? Walketh not in the counsel of the godly, or nor standeth in the way of sinners. Standing on their path, where they're going back and forth, watching what they do. Not a good idea. Spend a lot of time in that path. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But, on the other hand, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. How do you meditate? Day and night. My job requires my mind. I'm using my mind a lot through the day. Can I interrupt myself and have a thought, a meditation on the Lord? Absolutely. Probably don't spend every second with my mind thinking about my work. My mind shoots off here and there. What's it shooting off to? And in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Good place to be this year. You guys short on rain? We're in a D4 down there. Not nice. But If you're going to get any water, you're going to get it by a stream, by a river. What informs your decision? Psalm 119. Go ahead and turn there. When's the last time you read Psalm 119? I don't read it very often, but I listen to it some every day. Now, my mind isn't 100% on the song, right? But it's going in. Wonderful promises and wonderful admonitions about what our Heavenly Father has told us. What informs our decisions has an awful lot to do with how you're doing, right? Make very many decisions that aren't informed by Him, and you won't be doing very well, or at least not as well as you could be. What makes you say, wow? What grabs your attention? Look at that. Hey, did you ever hear about this? In Ephesians 2, verse 7, it talks about in all the ages to come, He's going to show us the exceeding riches of His grace toward us in Christ. I don't know exactly what that means. Here's what I imagine. The things that we cannot see. So Jerry talked about golf. But he was in the golf club once and found a gospel tract. How many things in our lives have been orchestrated by our Father? Big things, little things, that brought us to salvation, that brings us through sanctification to where we are today. Wouldn't you love to see a movie of all the back scenes of your life and how your Father has intricately woven other people's lives, little acts of kindness, maybe even bad things? All things work together for good, right? To bring you to where you are. I think we will all say, wow, He did that for me. I mean, we know He's done big things for us, right? But He takes everyone's life and weaves it in such a way to bring glory and honor to Himself. Still our choice, but all those things were there. I think we're going to say, wow. What do you say wow about today? What catches your attention? What amazes you? Are they things in this life? Or are they things that pertain to our Father? So, those that have known me long, which would just be Jerry and you, know I've dabbled in herbs most of my life. Not that much, until Susan really got sick, and okay, time to get back into herbs. So I'm back into herbs a little bit. And it is absolutely amazing, that weed out there that we want to just brush hog over has got this chemical constituent in it that when I put it in my mouth, before I even swallow it, my body recognizes what it is, and this cascade of things begin to happen in my body to deal with whatever. Really? Like, that's amazing. He is amazing. He is amazing in so many ways. What makes you say, wow? It has a lot to do with how you do it. Have you had any wow moments? So, I don't know, probably 30, 35 years, I've read through the Bible at least once, and you kind of have this little pace, right? You gotta keep your pace up to get through. And this year I decided, you know what? I'm not going to do that this year. I am going to stop whenever I want to stop and just study something out until I'm done. And then I'll go again. I'm not making very quick speed. I should have done this a long time ago. I mean, you do it when you study and prepare, whatever, but I'm going to read all the way through, and I'm just going to stop. Oh, what's that mean? I don't get that. Right? Go to your computer Bible, right, and start studying. What makes you go, wow? What makes you want to go tell a friend something? Hey, did you ever read this? This is amazing. Or did you ever experience this? This person just did this for me. I've never had anybody do that. What makes you wow? The world out there has lots of wows. Lots of what I would call artificial wows. His wows are satisfying. Have you ever figured out that you can study forever and will never know this? Isn't that discouraging? No. No, it's not. It's a gold mine that can't be, the bottom can't be found, is what it is. What are you learning? What are you curious about? What informs your decisions? What makes you say, wow? Has a lot to do with how you do it. What are you doing? I mean, doing. Like, you have 168 hours a week, all of us do, right? And you sleep about 8 of those a night, and now we're down to whatever it is, 112 or whatever. And then maybe you work 40 hours a week, and so now we're down in the 70s, and you've got grass to mow, and you've got, you know, repairs to do. Our actual disposable time really isn't that huge. What are you doing? If someone could make a map of your life, what would it look like? Would there be a direction? Could you put percentages on the amount of time you spend on different things? Could you actually put that down on paper? You know, we're all different, right? Some people, they're kind of mechanical that way. That would be me. Some people, just as it comes, whatever. But we all have 24 hours a day, right? Nobody gets more. Nobody gets less. And they all get used up. I haven't figured out how to carry over any from one day to the next. Actually, we probably wouldn't be carrying over. We'd probably be borrowing from the other end, right? If you had to sit down and... Yeah, back to that self-assessment. I don't do very well. I'd probably do a lot of fudging, right? Make it look better. How about finances? That's a little bit easier if you keep your receipts. What do you spend your money on? What do you think you spend your money on? End of the year is coming. Great time to look back. How much came in? How much went out? Probably most of it, right? And where did it go? Groceries, rent, whatever. What we're doing, how we spend our time, and money is just a function of time and the skills that God has given you, right? And how those have been developed. So it's kind of the same thing. How you spend the resources that you have has a lot to do with how you're doing. Can you feel good about that? Do you have goals, targets? I mean, in one sense, we all have the goal and the target that we are following Him. I have no money. It's His. He already purchased it. He purchased me. He purchased my ability to make money. He purchased all my time. It's already his. So now we're talking more stewardship kind of stuff. Like, how am I using it? How much do I have to spend on myself before I start spending on him? How you doing? How you feeling? How you feeling? Nah, not the outside. How you feeling? How you feeling when you're all alone? How you feeling when you've got all your thoughts just to yourself? Third John. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Three things. Prosper. Is it wrong to ask the Lord to prosper you? Huh? John prayed for it, right? And be in health. Anything wrong with praying to be healthy? We prayed it this morning, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How much sickness and disease is in heaven? We know what his will is. Now we also know that we lived on the cursed version and we make poor choices and all those kinds of things. So I'm not sure we can expect and especially demand whatever perfect health is. But there's nothing wrong with being healthy. In fact, you might get more done for him. Nothing wrong with prospering as long as you use that prosperity properly, right? It's all his, right? Even as thy soul prospers. So John knew them. He knew their soul was prospering. He tied them together. How are you feeling? Your health? Your emotions? How are they doing? Are you excited when you wake up in the morning? And maybe excited is too strong of a word. But as you come out of that almost unconscious state, what's your first thought? Can you say, oh, good morning, Father. Wonder what today holds. Or do you think, I have to go to work today. What happens when you wake up and you look at a new day? How is the balance of your busyness versus your quietness? I'm a doer. I'm a list checker. And right now, I purposely am trying to keep myself very busy. Just to be distracted and to keep moving forward, whatever. But we need some quiet. Unless you be converted and become as a little child, what do children like to do? Don't they like to climb up on mommy and daddy's lap and just sit there? Even if you don't read, oh, you end up talking to them, right? And yeah, there you are. They feel all protected and secure and provided for, and there's just something about that children, little children, love, if we would but have time. We need to do that with our Heavenly Father. Are you happy? And I'm not sure happy is the best word. It's not necessarily a biblical word. You might want to think of joy or fulfilled or whatever, but are you happy? Are you a happy person? Different people have different ways of expressing that and letting that come out. But it's the same kind of peace and joy and not worrying, not fearful, just okay. Blessed, yes. Are you happy? So I was raised in a Presbyterian church, and they used the shorter catechism of the Westminster Confession. And question number one is, what is the chief end of man? The answer, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Do you enjoy your Heavenly Father? Do you want to climb up on His lap? Do you want to hold His hand when He goes out to do a chore or some work? Do you tell other people that your daddy can beat up their daddy? Right? He can, actually. Our Father. That's kind of a young version of it. Tell your friends that your daddy knows everything? Well, yeah, he kind of does, doesn't he? Are you happy? Are you excited about a new day? Even though Chicken Little says the sky is falling in, right? They've been saying the sky is falling in ever since I can understand what that meant. You know, the politics, wars, finances, it's surely going to end tomorrow, right? Well, good time to climb up onto our Heavenly Father's lap. It'll be okay. Right? So how you doing? I hope you're doing well. I pray that you're in good health, and that you prosper, even as your soul prospers. Because if your soul will prosper, then those other blessings will be rightly used. The glory to how you have them will go to the right person. Right? Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the strong man glory in his strength. But he that glories, let him glory in this, that you know the Almighty. That's the only thing worth bragging about. I know Him. Because He first knew me and loved me. I pray y'all are doing well. Amen.